This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
9 months ago, we had an attack on the Abuja-Kaduna rail line. And really sad. People lost their lives, held hostage for a while. Well, eventually got released. But the major point was a lot of Nigerians hoped that that would be the last. As it turned out, their hopes were dashed because in Benin, again, we had a similar attack. And while the government and security officials in Edo State are doing the best that they can to ensure that all of the captives have been released, which includes some members of the Railway Commission, well, we still have at least about two left, according to the last statement from the governor of Edo State, Godwin Obaseki. Well, the safety and security of railways, or railway lines in the country has become pertinent. It has become a concern and a conversation that needs to be held. Today, I'll be speaking with Dr. Onyedikachi Stanley Onovo as a District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigerian Railway Corporation. We all are aware also that the narrow gauge is to commence from Port Harcourt, and work already should be beginning because demolition's already ongoing. And there is also some issues around that demolition, but that's not the focus of the conversation. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, we're asking you to tell us what you think. A very simple question. When you see what's happening with the rail lines in the country at the moment, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's sustainable? Do you think it is manageable? Or are we going to see a situation where rail lines over the years become redundant? First, before I go over to my guest who is waiting for us via telephone, this was what was said by the governor of Edo State just about, I think, 2 days ago, Godwin Obaseki. Let's listen to him.
We were able to track them, and with the training of the special forces we have and all the other members of the team we put together, we were able to release 12 out of the 14 that were being held hostages on hand. We think it's something worth celebrating, something we should thank and appreciate our members of our security forces. I must also express our disappointment at the authorities of the Nigerian Railway Corporation, because after the Kaduna incident, you would have expected that they will secure their facilities better. So for, you know, six men to have come in to their facility to kidnap almost 30 people out of this, I think is something that has to be investigated.
Well, there you heard the governor of Edo State questioning the Railway Corporation, asking that, well, did they learn anything from the Kaduna-Abuja rail line attack? I'll go over to my guest now. We'll start off from there. You're welcome, Mr. Onovo.
Thank you,
thank you very much for making that time to be with us. You might have to speak up a little bit because we're not hearing you clearly.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you. So first, you heard the governor of Edo State blaming the Railway Corporation for the attack on the rail line in Edo State. He says, well, after what happened at the Abuja-Kaduna rail line, expectations would be that the Railway Corporation would, put in necessary safety measures and security precautions in place to forestall future attacks. So according to him, it seems obviously that that was not done. Is that the case?
Well, that's the thing they also discussed. And I know that your answer
is Mr. Onovo, I don't know where your environment is, but if you can change your environment, that would be deeply appreciated, because we're having some kind of echo and we can't really get solid.
Can you hear me better now?
Better. This is better. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I said, if that question is put across to you, I know that your answer will be that we learned a lot from what happened at the Abuja-Kaduna rail line. You remember that the Nigerian Railway Corporation is not living in isolation of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The security situation we are facing in this country is unfortunately devastating, and they mutate. Remember that the Abuja attack was on the track. This particular incident picked up people that were at the station waiting to board the train. You would also appreciate the fact that railway facilities are scattered across the country. And if you have been reading from or listening to the media, you will know that government has invested a lot in terms of security. The railway is under the Ministry of Transportation. Mm-hmm. And immediately after that incident, the minister and the MD visited the site. It's not that things were not done. Things were done. Security was improved in all the areas.
What kind of security was improved? Because, some eyewitnesses we spoke with in Benin, or some people who live around that area, said that the rail station there is as open as and broad as daylight. It's almost like anybody can walk in and walk out. No security officials manning anywhere. The entrances are very porous, etc., etc. So if you're saying that there were lots of lessons learned and lots of security investment made, you mind sharing with us some of those things learnt and how what are those new security improvements that people are saying they can't see?
It's unfortunate that what has happened, but it will not be reasonable for me on air to start telling you exactly the security arrangements that were put in place. But I may just, on the periphery, because of the implication of revealing some of those strategies, tell you that apart from the armed forces that are being commended for rescuing these people in that interview, engagement with the communities, hunters, was done. Mm. But apart from that, I told you that these security challenges mutating. You devise this strategy, they take another strategy. But government is not resting on its oars. The corporation is not resting on its oars. And we'll continue to do everything possible to secure the country.
Do we have
a huge investment in security in the Northeast? You see that the challenges keep on changing and keep on facing us. And the security agencies have continued to also change practices so as to deal with this thing. I don't think that the issue that will help us in this situation is to start threading blame. What will help us is for all hands to be on deck to make sure that these incidents are nipped in the bud. Especially, the instrumentality of the media is important to sensitize the public. We have been talking about
the point. We understand that we might have vandalism problems, etc., which is something that would also be talked about. But then the fact that human life is involved in this, you would understand why it has to take forefront, because the media, just like every other part of the country, should really pay serious attention to human life and take life seriously. It's why I need you to tell us whether or not we have security officials manning the various railway stations across the country. Do we have security personnel stationed? Because from what the governor of Edo State said in that excerpt, if you listened, he said 6 people came there with guns and took passengers. And he did not mention anything of sort, like perhaps some sort of resistance from maybe security officials who man those stations. So can you clarify for us and everyone who's listening around the world, do we have security officials manning these stations?
I've got you. Let me inform you that we have Nigerian Police Railway Command. And we also have the Nigerian Civil Defense Corps Railway Command. Apart from that, we engage communities. But let me leave the issue of engagement of communities and other special security arrangements that have been made, which may not be good to mention to you on air. Please, we have all units, all stations, all sections, all tracks covered by these security agencies. Appreciate the fact that these problems have continued to change and confront us. Also appreciate the fact that Before now, we haven't Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps Railway Command. It's as a result of these challenges that keep on facing us on the track, that keep on facing us on our operations, that civil defense have been co-opted to be a permanent, we're talking about railway command, controlled by a commandant. The railway command of the Nigerian police force is headed by a commissioner of police, with divisional police heads across the country, and then area commanders across the country, and then divisional police officers superintending these sections. It's unfortunate that what happened happened. We are not happy about it. Nobody is happy about it. Human lives are precious, and everything doable will continue to be done to make sure that these incidents don't happen again. It's unfortunate they are happening, but we are not resting on our oars. The management is not resting on its oars. The government is not resting. Continue to do everything possible to make sure that lives are protected.
All right, many concerns. Maybe perhaps you'd answer this for us. People already are having concerns, and we have a question up on Facebook. If you just tuned in, my guest is Dr. Onyedikachi Stanley Onovo. He's the District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigerian Railway Corporation. And on Facebook, we're asking you if you think whether or not rail transport in Nigeria can be maintained and sustained. I'll direct that question to you now, Onovo. Many are saying that first of all, we should even have gone past the monorail and the kind of coaches that we use in some parts of the world. These coaches are no longer in use. But regardless, we're grateful that we have them, and the government is thinking in that direction to improve the rail sector. But now, whether it can be maintained and sustained has come into question, especially with recent events. What is planned by the corporation to tackle this? Are we going to see that these railway lines and the coaches would be maintained effectively, unlike what we've had in the past?
Well, by the grace of God, I want every Nigerian to be hopeful. People talking about we have gone past what we have seen here. Yeah, but this is not where we were 20, 15, 30 years ago. It's a gradual process. Nigeria is not one of the world powers. Nigeria is a developing nation, and we will continue to progress depending on the funds available to the government. What we have today is a progress from what we used to have. In terms of maintenance and sustainability, by the grace of God, I want every Nigerian to be hopeful and prayerful. So far, the maintenance and sustenance has been wonderful, as you can see. If not for the attacks we had in Abuja, Kaduna, that operations have continued to impact and impact the lives of Nigerians. Look at the Lagos Ibadan train and a lot of other constructions that are going on. People are enjoying it, and it is being sustained. And by the grace of God, that sustainability will continue. That is our hope. That is our belief. That is our commitment. And that is what we are doing, and that is what we'll continue to do. What we plead with Nigerians is for them to support the system. It is a system that has gone through a lot of tragedies, a lot of sufferings, a lot of years of decay. And then government is investing a lot and then resuscitating this system. And we are seeing it. Beautiful coaches, as beautiful as the aeroplane. So what we want every Nigerian to do is to support this system as much as they can so that we'll get to where we want to be. We may not be where we want to be, but we are not stationary. So we are in motion, and we'll get there.
If we're taking something out of this, is the fact that you've confirmed that, yes, the presence of the police is at the various stations, railway stations across the country, which is one step that has been taken by the corporation, the railway corporation, to forestall future attacks.
I'm not sure I got what you said.
I said you're confirming to us that we have the presence of the police at various railway stations, and this is one step that has been taken by the railway corporation to forestall future attacks.
It was not just taken now.
It's
been there over the years.
In that case,
you understand.
Okay, in that case, are investigations on as to why perhaps the incident in Benin had no security official present at railway station?
I'm not you were not in Benin. I was not there. There are different reports to this. And as we speak,
what other reports do you have? You can tell us.
Allow me to land. there is an inquiry, there is an investigation going on. Let's relax. When that investigation is concluded, then we may be able to categorically make a statement. Do you understand?
Mm. All right.
Yeah,
and then also let us know, because we learned from reports that some staff of the corporation were also taken away during that incident. Have they been released or have they been rescued? What's the situation? From the governor's comment, he said, I think, about two people left. What's the situation with the staff of the corporation that were involved in that very sad incident?
The line is breaking. I'm not sure I'm getting you clearly.
I said the situation with staff of the corporation. We're asking if staff of the railway corporation were involved in that incident, and if they were, what's their situation now?
The effort that is being put in place to rescue the people involved is not in isolation of anybody. The life of every Nigerian is important. Be the person a staff, be the person a non-staff. The efforts are continuing, and by the grace of God, every one of them will be rescued. Please let's continue praying. This is a very terrible situation. It is not what, you know, some people might want to use to do politicking about.
Mm.
Every effort is ongoing to make sure that everybody...
All right, Mr. Onovo, thank you very much. Just stay on the line for us. We have a very short commercial. When we come back, we'll play you an excerpt from something that was said by the former Minister of Transportation and get your reaction to it. Just stay on the line for us. And you can send in your questions on WhatsApp and on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back in live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest, Dr. Onyedikachi Stanley Onovo, District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigerian Railway Corporation. Mr. Onovo, please, thank you for staying on the line.
You're welcome.
Quickly, so we're going to get on to a statement that was made by the former Transportation Minister, Chibike Amaechi, and we'd just like you to listen to it, and when we come back, we'll get you to respond to some of the things that he said and whether or not there's been improvement or changes in any of those areas. And remember that if you have questions you'd like to ask, you can do so on WhatsApp. Send us your questions 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can also join us on Facebook Live and drop your comments. We take those questions there as well at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. You can get on and follow the page, like it, and watch us live at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Let's listen to the former Transportation Minister, Chibike Amaechi.
We have not been able to install them because the process is a bit difficult. But we've done all the we need to do in the Ministry of Transport. We've sent it forward for approval. We've not gotten the approval. That's certain. The patrol vehicles are there, but can they patrol here? The SS was where the areas you can patrol, at least you can forestall. We're even thinking about the possibility of even employing natives until we get those equipment. We even need helicopters. Okay. Beyond the drones, you also need helicopters. The solution is not in running away from the militants or the bandits. The solution is in providing the technology that lets you know that they're around. If it lets you know that there are two actions you can take, getting security men to go after them, or you don't apply within that period. But we need, the government needs, or those agencies that need to give us approvals, need to give us approvals. Because we need to purchase these items, we need to install. You can't, no matter how the cost, you can't equate it to the 7-8 lives that are lost. The equipment were just 3 billion naira. We're about to also place one order for the one in Lagos. But we need to know what's happening on the tracks. It's everywhere in the world. The Minister of Transport has finished what they need to do. The other agencies are not under me. And I had warned earlier that it is important they get justice approval because human lives will be involved. Since that warning till today, we have had two incidents. What kind of due process is that? What kind of when I say due process, not say BPP, but whatever agency it is, they need to get us approval so we can get out of cabinet and get to. You see, even if they give us approval now, it will take some months to acquire them from overseas, to install them. You need to do that to enable you to see from Kaduna to Abuja what's going on, from Lagos to Ibadan what's going on. So I don't continue to lose lives. Lives are important. It's not about the we can purchase this.
You
have to worry too. You need to get all that. If not, one day, more persons will die. Now, look, okay, the cost was, I think, about 3 billion. The damage here is not more than 3 billion.
Now, that was the former transportation minister speaking at the scene of the incident, the Abuja Kaduna train attack 9 months ago, and mentioning some of the lines where security gadgets need to be planted to help forestall future attack. And he said, if we do not take necessary steps, we would see more of this. And we sadly have seen what's happening in Edo State. Mr. Onovo, I'm sure you heard some of the things said by the former minister.
Loud and clear.
So how far has the cooperation gone with achieving some of these things? And some part of that interview, he also mentioned perimeter fencing. He said, well, the fences that they had was, especially at the Abuja Kaduna rail line, was to keep out livestock, cows. But he said they need to do those sort of fencing as well, because they could also help to restrict, you know, encroachment into the rail lines. And he mentioned employment of locals to safeguard some of those facilities. What's happening in that direction now, the equipment and the other things you mentioned?
Well, I'm sure you know that the person that was speaking there
was the former,
the former Minister of Transportation. He is no mean person, he's not a small person in this system. And you also know that the approval he's talking about were to be gotten from the Federal Executive Council. And to get you the correct position of that situation, I think you need also to speak with the current Minister for Transportation. I've spoken to you from my position here at the district level, what I know, security arrangements, engagement with the community. And you know that the Abuja Kaduna train service has resumed. And within our level at Nigerian Railway Corporation, we are, you know, trying to sustain that operation so that such incident doesn't happen again.
Mm.
So I will suggest to you that for you to get a exact response or reaction to what the minister said, you may also have to get in touch with the Ministry of Transportation
From your own, within your own jurisdiction, if I would use that word, some of the things he mentioned, would you say that these things have been provided for on the rail tracks? Do we have like the tracking gadgets? Have those things been installed? At least you would know if they have.
Well, I'm sure you heard the passion with which he spoke and the worry he has in terms of the long time it will take for those installation perimeter. I don't know if you understand what it means to do perimeter fencing along the railway track. Do you understand? So those things are not the things you can just put overnight. They take time. And some of the gadgets will have to be ordered for. Like even the locomotives that we use, we don't just go to the open market and buy. So you can't get it at the main market. You have to go and order. You have got to go and book. And the contractors will start constructing. The peculiarities we have in Nigeria is not exactly the same way it is in the other part of the world.
Okay.
So those things will take gradual process. But the minimal ones that needs to be done to make sure that lives are protected within the operational ability of the system is being done. And that is why Abuja has resumed.
Okay.
And that is why Ibadan-Lagos is running. And that is why work is going on in Port Harcourt, Enugu, Maiduguri, so that we can resume that line. So what we are able to do are being done presently. The other ones are under process, and by the grace of God, I know what Nigerians expect. Nigerians expect to see exactly what is happening in other parts of the world. We will get there by the grace of God, and they're all working towards getting there.
For the Port Harcourt Enugu Maiduguri rail line you just mentioned, I was coming to that, and a few questions I would like to ask is whether or not more manpower would be required after the rail line is done. Are we going to see more people drafted into the corporation to help run activities on those rail lines? And secondly, whether or not there are plans to implement some security strategy so that we forestall any future sad incident like what we've had in the Abuja Kaduna rail line or the Edo rail line. Now that a construction work for the rail lines in the Port Harcourt line is starting from scratch again, because we know we're removing the old ones and demolition is ongoing.
Well, I want to let you know that what is going on is a holistic approach to railway development in Nigeria. And when I talk about being a holistic approach, it involves all spheres of development. You could see that in the constructions that were made, new station buildings were reconstructed. Like you rightly pointed out, tracks are being removed and new ones are installed. At the end of the day,
hello. Hello, Mr. Onovo. Sadly, I think we'll try to reestablish contact with Mr. Onovo there. Sad. But then, let's open the phone lines and hear from you while we try to reestablish contact with the guests. 07009230923. That is the number for you to call. 07009230923. You can also send WhatsApp messages, and you can do well to also get in touch with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, 08090306416 is the WhatsApp number, 08090306416. At the rate that we currently are going, do you think that rail transport in Nigeria can be maintained and sustained? Well, my guest has said if we cooperate, government, the corporation and the people, it is very possible. He's asking Nigerians to pray even more. Let's take some messages. This one says, listening to the show, your guest keeps saying, let's pray. I think that's a very wrong language to use. Nigerians have been praying for things. God has given us wisdom to do using working systems. The message goes on to say, you're asking Nigerians to keep praying for a system that has been made non-functional. How? Will prayers fix it? No, it's humans in offices that will fix it. People in offices should be sacked. People should be fired for not doing their jobs. You can't be caught off guard and you ask us to pray. What is the prayer meant to do? Cripple the criminals? Please do your job and let prayers we've been praying work before we add more prayers. Henry Chizoba sent him this one. Mr. Onovo, sorry, I think we had interruption from the service provider. Let's just get you. You were saying, hello, Mr. Onovo. Hello. All right. I think sad, but we're already running out of time. We'll just get on with the phone calls now, and let's hear from you, the listener, with the little time we have left. 07009230923. Sadly, the service provider is making it difficult to reestablish contact with Mr. Onovo. I think we'll just conclude his own part and contribution on the show from there. If you've been listening, that was Dr. Onyedikachi Stanley Onovo, District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigeria Railway Corporation. And I'm sure from a few other things he said, you've caught found some very interesting information. Another message on WhatsApp says, I'm yet to understand why kidnap rail passengers or mishap making all headlines and discussion all this while. Are these rails operating in isolation in our country? Every day on Nigerians are robbed, kidnapped, murdered, mishaps occur daily. Who are we holding responsible and accountable like we're holding railway corporations? Why are we not engaging National Union of Road Transport Workers about multiple atrocities and accidents on our roads? If it's aircraft mishap, who Wow, another big one. Life of citizens traveling by road, less important or what? Dim Chukwuemeka, I think I understand your point in this one. But then we've had conversations with the road safety countless of times on safety on roads. We've had conversations with drivers and road users as well countless of times. We've had conversations with the police, the government, and how and better ways to secure our roads. So I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. Ophili is in room Eme at the moment. Let's hear from Ophili. Ophili, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother.
You're welcome.
It's quite unfortunate we find ourselves in this our Z world, which should have been movie, but now realistic. In this modern life, every other aspect of our life, we have embraced technology. Okay? Are you there?
Yes, we are. Go on.
Thank you very much. So quite some time now, for about 5-6 years, if I'm not mistaken, I've been advocating on artificial intelligence, fighting crime, you know. We used, it's obvious, football has embraced technology, you know. Even our examination system has also equally embraced technology. What stops Nigeria from using gadgets, from using technology to fight crime? What stops us from doing that? This man has been saying we have improved on this. And can he play a clip on that kidnap? Can he play a clip on that incident? You get my point. Oftentimes, they tell me jailbreak. They tell me cell break. You know, we hear this have been kidnapped. We hear this. Can they just give us a clip? Why can the full country in this modern life like this be using a cake method to fight crime? God bless you, honestly. It's quite pathetic, my brother.
All right, Ophili, thank you very much. You can feel the pain from his voice. Well, that was one of the questions I was supposed to ask, amongst the last questions to ask our guest. Unfortunately, the network has been difficult for us. Why we haven't seen any video footage? Is it that we don't have CCTV cameras manned in those stations? Because people would want to know what happened. And it's only... what's the word now? Routine. That we have a clip to show what happened that day. Sadly, up until this moment, none has been released. There's none that we know about. Emmanuel is calling from Bonny. Good morning. Please, Emmanuel, turn down the volume of the radio. Please, Emmanuel, sorry, we'd have to end the call. Before you call me, you do well to turn down the volume of your radio completely, and then you can put a call through. On Facebook, a few messages. Also, Francis Namani says, watching live from Amagunze in Enugu State. Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Good morning. The attacks on railway lines, very unfortunate, callous and condemnable. May God help us. James Callio says, yes, security and safety of railway lines and train can be achieved in Nigeria with focused leadership and collective responsibility. We can get it done. There's also the problem of people vandalize these equipment and make it even difficult. And that's been a major concern. We go to Bori. Letambari is on the line. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ifeanyi and Roman.
Morning to you.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Very fantastic.
Okay. Let me react to what you were asking your guests in the studio there. My first question goes to this level. The problem I am having is that whenever this incident happened, the security men will not always be there to give whether they were able to combat the situation or not. There will be no result from the security operatives or the security agents mounting that station. Why is it that at the end of this attack, the security operatives could not be able to give any details of what transpired? That is that. Now, the ongoing destroying of people's houses along the railway as regard to the new construction the railway want to carry out, is it that they will just end up destroying people's property removing those structures along the railway. And at the end of the day, those things, they expect the contractors that are supposed to carry out the project, those things will not be carried out, and it will remain like that. Because I've seen several last year, I think either last year or year before last, something of this nature went on. And at the end of the day, it was left like that. Is it that they will continue destroying people's properties? At the end of the day, nothing will be put in place. That is what I wanted to ask them. Thank you.
All right, Emmanuel. Thank you. Litambari, let's go to Bonnie now. Emmanuel, good morning.
Morning, my brother.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Go on.
See, I just want to speak of my own. The Minister of Transport, I heard him said 3 billion naira for that point. And he has done everything necessary. But one other government party that is holding the approval so that the project can be done or whatever. You see, this is how most of our federal projects have been abandoned. This is how they lose most of our money with projects. This is how Nigerians are suffering in the hand of our leaders that we elected. That a transport minister in a federal project is waiting for approval from another department, which has taken up to this time, and lives have been lost. Lives have been lost. And there is a department that is holding the approval to complete the project that is being awarded by the federal government of Nigeria under the Minister of Transport. Just look at what is going on. That is where you will see that our government, they know what they are doing. They will sign the project. If they execute the project the way it's supposed to be, you see that Nigeria will develop. But they will hide the money. And before they will go out of office, who are you going to ask for the project? Look at how much he said that was paid for that project. $3 billion, $3 billion. I don't know what he was saying. That's how they hide money in Nigeria. This is just my own small opinion. Let me just hang up here.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you.
They will get angry every day.
Rumigbo JJ on the line. Good morning, JJ.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Morning to you.
I listened to your family, and I'm so disappointed that what happened in Kaduna happened, and up to today, not even Boy Scouts has been deployed to the train station. This one is not even about stopping train. It's about people waiting for train to come so that they can board. Well, they went there to kidnap. And I also know that, like you rightly said, that you have a commissioner. Like you have the commissioner for marine police in River State. You also have the commissioner in charge of a train.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So if you have a commissioner of police in charge of train, how come every train station that is built don't have a police post at least, where you can have 2-3 policemen armed to the teeth in that area? Go to the airport right now. I wanted to ask your guest, how do you the train? Plus, using the airport. Go to the airport, you see police, army, everybody, everywhere waiting for one VIP. As soon as they go, nobody again. I don't know when we'll learn lessons. If we don't learn any lessons, then I think we are heading somewhere that I don't know. So, conclusively, I think they should take people's lives serious. It's not about $3 billion or whatever. The company that the government and the minister done a concrete job before, maybe laying of road or something. How do you give a three? Not done anything before, technical bidding, no commercial bidding, the $3 billion, and you want that company to be giving that job just like that? I don't get this whole stuff. So right. Who designed this whole? You're saying something?
Go on.
You should blame those who designed this whole stuff, and this is not even about stopping train or doing this or putting through Kaduna and those stuff. Policing the train station somewhere that people will go and wait. They should be able to relax, wait for the train to come, take one or two, do everything. Why are we like this?
Alright, JJ, thank you very much. Let's go to Austin in Alu quickly. Austin, you're our last caller on the show this morning.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, Austin.
It's a shame in this country. Very, very shameful. Actually, that train, or whatsoever. Since I think we have bus stops everywhere here, and trains have bus stops also too. There should be CCTV there also too, you know. At least if we know too well, the federal government can't afford power, being electricity here. At least there should be solar that will power that CCTV. That whatever happens there, people come around that kind of environment to kidnap people. CCTV should capture them. The hidden little CCTV should be around those train bus stops. I think it's better off. Then secondly, again, our leaders, I don't know where we are really heading to. I've said it on and on and on. That's why we come out 1 million times to vote. It's the same people that will rotate this same government. You understand? You see, thirdly, people will leave this country to other countries to host, to talk about Nigerian issue. It's very shameful. The same West people called the people that came here and talked about all.
I think you already made your contribution. This is not part of the conversation, Austin. Thank you very much. But we're out of time. We have to go. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up next. Sam would be in the studio any moment from now. We have a commercial coming up as well. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Thank you for being a part of the conversation. Remember, at Nigeria Info PH, right at the top of the page, we have a question post. Which of the 5 out of the 7 governorship candidates we have there would you like to see in a debate? Well, go and vote at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. My name is Ifeemi Andrew on all social media handles, Ifeemi Andrew Official on Twitter and Instagram. Good morning.